All right, Tanner, you can hear us okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, well, we're now joined by our third place finisher, Tanner Gray, driver of the number 15. Can you just walk us through that wild finish there?
Yeah, so we took it back off, and I don't know what happened to the 98, whoever else, I think they just got into each other, but it was like a lane opened up for me, and it was me and Christian getting into one, and he cleared me getting into one. I just got tight trying to run the top there, and then I don't know, I probably should have tried to stay on a little bit tighter into three. I was committed to the top too much probably. I felt like that was probably the best way to carry momentum and try to build a run down the front stretch, but obviously didn't work out that way and whatnot. But all in all, it was a good day for us, better than what we have had this year. Like the past two couple races have been really good for myself and everybody at DGR. So hopefully we can keep building off that and keep running good.
All right. Well, we are going to open up the floor for questions from the media. If you have a question, just click the participants tab and raise your hand, and we are going to kick it off with Dustin Albino. Go ahead, Dustin.
Yeah, Tanner, that's two straight top fives this year. Where have you seen the biggest improvements since the beginning of the year?
Honestly, a lot of it in myself and just getting through traffic. I feel like I've done a better job the past couple races, just working traffic and stuff like that. But I think some of it too is the past couple races we've been firing off closer than what we have been. I feel like the start of the year we were too far off to start the night or the day, and it just took us too long to get to where we needed to be, or we never got to where we needed to be. It's been a tough year for sure for myself being a rookie and not having practice. And, Shane's been doing it a long time, but he hasn't been with a truck since Brennan I don't know how many years exactly, but a little bit. So it's taken him a minute to get back used to everything. And I think that's the biggest thing is we've just been firing off the race better and just being a little bit closer on balance. So we're not having to make as big changes on stops and losing so many spots on pit road. But I feel like the other thing is I've gotten better through traffic, but still feel like there's a lot of room for me to improve. Definitely on pit road. I feel like for whatever reason, I did a pretty bad job on pit road today. I stalled it once and stuff like that. So there's just stuff that I got to clean up. And I feel like once we get that going, we'll be able to contend for wins a little bit more.
Thanks, Tanner.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Chris Knight. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Tanner, great job today.
Thank you.
I just was curious, you guys are showing so much poise and determination in your DGR bunch right now. Do you feel like that you guys are capable of winning before the playoffs? And how do you feel about going to a road course next weekend for the first time?
I think we're definitely capable of winning. I think all the tools are there and everything we need to win is there. It's just a matter of me doing my job and everybody else doing their job to the best of their ability. But overall, I think our equipment and everything that we have is good enough to win. It's just a matter of going and doing it. As far as the road course goes, I'm really excited about it. I've only road course raced once. Is at Watkins Glen, and I feel like I was okay at it. I ran second and felt like we had an okay shot to win. Obviously had some bad luck and didn't get to finish where we wanted, but all in all, I mean, I had a blast doing it. So I'm excited for it. I've been getting to make a few laps at the Ford Sim, and obviously still a lot to work on, but I think everybody's going to have a lot to work on once we get there. So it'll just be a matter of surviving almost, I think, but it should be fun. I feel like it's going to be pretty hot, so that'll be a big factor in it. But overall, I'm excited for it.
Thanks, Tanner.
Yep.
All right, we'll take our next question from Casey Campbell. Go ahead, Casey.
Tanner, great run today, man. Just talk about – I know I talked to you a few weeks ago, and you were pretty frustrated about how the team was running. And in the last few weeks, you guys have been running very, very well in the past few weeks. What kind of attained to that? What's been going good for you guys?
Say that last part again. Sorry.
What's been really going good for you guys?
I think just being able to unload a little bit closer. We've had a clean past couple races. That's allowed us to get some notes on the truck and just give us something to work with once we get back to the shop. I feel like at the beginning of the year, I was probably a little bit too aggressive and just always ended up with some damage. So it was kind of tough to work off of that. But the past few races, we've been having clean races and getting ourselves an opportunity to work on it once we get back to the shop. And I feel like Shane's been doing a really good job figuring out what he needs and what we need to do better as a team. So, you know, I think as a whole, everybody is just doing a really good job executing and doing their parts. And, you know, like I've said a thousand times already, I can't be more proud of everybody that has been working on that track, because they've been working their butts off. And, you know, I know that they want to run good, and I feel like we're finally getting them the finishes that they deserve. So just got to keep executing, keep everybody doing their parts. And I need to clean up quite a few things on my end. And I feel like once we do that, we'll be able to consistently do this.
All right. Thank you, Tanner.
Yep. All right. And our final question for Tanner is going to come from George Polly. Go ahead, George.
There we go. I'm sorry. Tell us, if you would, about the conditions late in the race. Getting near sunset here, was it difficult to see, or was it okay?
Honestly, like, all the restarts up until that last green light checkered were tough to see, especially through 3 and 4. The sun was, like, right over, so it made trying to see pretty tough in 3 and 4. But as far as it being dark or anything at the end, I was okay. I'm not sure about everybody else, but yeah, I felt like the track was going to free up quite a bit just from it getting dark and cooling off. But honestly, I was a little bit tighter there on that last restart. Yeah.
Very good. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Tanner. Well, thank you so much for joining us. Congratulations on the finish, and we'll see you at the race.
All right. Thank you, guys.